This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A slew of new protections for Colorado renters kick in this week. CPR's Matt Bloom reports on the laws taking effect.
One new law caps pet rent at $35 a month. Another requires landlords to not have tighter income-to-rent ratio requirements than twice a tenant's income. Drew Hamrick was with the Colorado Apartment Association, which represents landlords. He worries the restrictions could lead to higher housing costs.
Anytime you increase either the cost of building something or the cost of operating that once it's built, over time it means higher rent rates.
Other changes include a rule that requires landlords disclose a property's radon gas levels to prospective residents, among other new rules. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Survivors of childhood sexual abuse are pushing for a change to Colorado's constitution. The move comes after the state Supreme Court struck down part of a law passed in 2021 meant to help victims. The law had allowed civil lawsuits to be filed after the statute of limitations ran out. State Representative Matt Soper was an original sponsor. He wants a ballot initiative and is working to get a supermajority of lawmakers to agree in the next session.
I believe there's momentum. The question is there two-thirds momentum in both chambers?
Survivors say they'll testify in support of the legislation. The Yampa Valley Crane Festival is returning to Steamboat Springs, Hayden, and Craig. The festival celebrates the birds as they rest in the area before heading south for the winter. Registration for the late August events is now open for bird walks, workshops, and sessions with crane experts. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 7:06.